that was okay. I think you need to work on it some. Now the Lord is saying to me, Whitey, please. But Lord, I thank you for electricity. I thank you for Electrician's Day.
Love me some Liam Lynch. Electrician's Day. Speaking of electric, this is the time to do a little bit of craft work. One of the amazing bands from way back when that are still ahead of everybody else. But I'm going to play some nice tribute music to Kraftwerk. Here's a surf band called The Routes doing their version of Autobahn. We're going to do a little bit of Kraftwerk. Then we're going to get back into some Kraftwerk. RCT, Sabo Yabre.
We'll be right back. doch vor der Kamera, da zeigt sie, was sie kann. Sie trinkt im Nachtclub immer Sekt, korrekt. Und hat hier alle Männer abgeschickt. Im Scheinwerferlicht ihr junges Lächeln strahlt. Sie sieht gut aus und Schönheit wird bezahlt.
calculator.
there.
We are Showroom Dummies.
All right.
We are Showroom.
I get the idea. All right, the Showroom Dummies. That is Señor Coconut doing, oh man, that's so good. Love me, Señor Coconut. Some German guy from Argentina doing Kraftwerk versions like a cumbia style. That was a cha-cha, actually. Showroom Dummies, that whole last section was a homage or a fromage to the band Kraftwerk, just due to the fact that I was slim pickings here trying to find songs about craftsmen and Kraftwerk. I got some more to go, but let me tell you what we play here, or what I played. The Ebony Steel Band, this was a fun album called Pan Machine, and there was all steel drum versions of Kraftwerk tunes. And yeah, the band never heard Kraftwerk before, but I guess a music teacher said, here. And then they taught all these people how to play Kraftwerk songs on their steel drums, and it's pretty awesome. We heard Glomag doing a Pocket Calculator, and that was from a crazy record called 8-Bit Operators, the music of Kraftwerk played on 8-bit video game systems. So take that for what you may. The Cardigans gave us Das Model. We heard The Routes started everything out with their version of the surf version of Autobahn. Half hour to go. Now you're going to see where I start getting all the scraps and all the other stuff that for the craft thing. So next week's going to be pretty easy. Next week's the service. I think the service industry. And that's going to be, like barbers, mailmen, that kind of clerks, merchants. That's it. Sellers of goods and services. That's going to be next week. So what else is it? I got to tell you some things here. Okay, first off here. I got to say, where's that? Oh, here we go. Vaccination. Hey, hey, hey. Not just for kids. Boy, the good old days of 2009. Okay. The National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Dang. I think that's, I think it's down to like a two guys that work about 12 hours a week. Speak to your doctors about vaccinations they need. Do that. More adults die from vaccinated vaccine preventable diseases than from breast cancer, AIDS, or traffic accidents. Somebody's not paying attention here. Adults can spread diseases. The other greater risks, like infants, protect yourself and get immunized. So there. So it's going to be a thing now where, gosh, only about two centuries of vaccinations worked, and a couple dopes don't think vaccinations are that good anymore. So we might have to start going underground and getting back alley vaccinations. That's what's going to happen. A bunch of back alley vaccines. Because people believe anything. That's the thing. You put some stuff. That's a bad thing about the internets, man. It put a lot of crazy crap out there that normal people get suckered into believing. And case in point, there's a dude. I haven't seen this dude in 40 years, okay? But he was kind of an acquaintance. But he was always like the smartest guy in the room kind of guy. And for some odd reason, his name came up or whatever. And I said, I wonder what this dude's up to. And he's like some hack comic now doing cruise ships. But he is like total right-wing MAGA guy. And I'm like, whoa, where did this come from? And there's actually stuff from his kids going, Dad, you know, what's going on, man? You know, you were the smartest dude I know, blah, blah, blah. And he just gives him all these weird talking points. You know, and then when somebody approaches him on something, and it's fascinating. So I have this idea. So there's no way you're going to change somebody like that. You know, it's like trying to stop somebody from being a Steelers fan. Think about that. Think about like someone's trying to convince you not to be a Steelers fan. Now that new quarterback's really going to stink. Yeah, but I'm a Steelers fan. We're going to have a horrible year. Yeah, but I'm still a Steelers fan. You know, we're going to be the worst team ever. Yeah, but I'm still a see where you go with this. It's a whole belief system. You don't even care if you're like right or wrong, or it's your identity. It is your identity. That is your identity. You see? So, you know, I have a thing now. You know, and so they're talking like, oh, no more vaccination. So here's the thing. You know, you can't try and change these people, but I have like that fun with them, you know? For example, You know, you can't outsmart these people, but you can out-crazy them. That's the fun part, when you out-crazy these people. Because like, yeah, I don't know about these vaccinations. You know, you're right. I don't think about these vaccinations either, because they give these vaccinations to kids, and then they end up tainting their blood. So like the energy vampires and the Democrats can't have all that blood then. It's tainted with vaccinations. Like Hillary and AOC, they need their supply of baby blood. And if it's got a vaccine in it, it does dilute it. So I really think you're onto something with that. No more vaccines, because the Democrats need that pure baby blood. They need that for their underground pizza operation. You know, that they do on the dark side of the moon. I agree with you 100% on that. There you go. You out crazy them. You know, and then you keep going. And you just keep going down that rabbit hole. They're like, okay, I'm going to get out of here. You're not going to change anybody's mind, but you know, you can get a hell of a lot of entertainment around the dinner table when you're having like a family reunion this summer. You know, and one guy starts going on, just out crazy them and be sincere about it. And just until they break, you're not going to, you know, or walk away from you and then walk behind them. You don't see my real point. I read online, and that's your ticket. You keep nailing that line. Well, I read online. That is awesome. So keep that in mind. That's how you diffuse situations when you're talking to people. You're not going to change their mind with a Facebook fight. You're not going to change somebody's mind. You got to out-crazy them. And once you out... So there's that thing in the back of your mind where you out-crazy them. And then they go, well, wait a minute. That's really crazy what they're thinking. And if they have any analytical, which they don't, any analytical sense left, they go, maybe what I think is kind of crazy, you know? Most people do that because life is so subjective. Everything's crazy when you think about it. Nothing makes sense. So if something doesn't make sense, really don't make it make sense. And then it could possibly make some sense. There you go with that. The end. I should tell you about some shows on this station. All righty. What do we got? Oh, Garage Radio. No, I think Kenny Joe told you about that earlier today. And I want to help somebody that hasn't got couch dancing. Oh, my old buddy Firefly. Deep funky psychedelic electronic moment that. Couch dancing with DJ Firefly. Wednesday afternoons 3 to 5, and the re-airs Monday 5 a.m. I don't know. They changed a lot of these encore shows around. My new encore slot, a lovely spot. Monday, I asked for it. Monday at 11 a.m. So Monday at 11 a.m., you can hear Zombo's Unimpressive Time Machine. I go back exactly 1 year and play a show from 2024. Kind of funny. Most everybody who does a show, you know, they just repeat their last week's show. And for me, I like to have a little bit of fun. I like to give you guys something. The Sango. Sango. It's Sango time. For guidance through the universe of vibrations, we will be your shepherd. Sango. Thursdays at 7 p.m. on the Hear Station. You got Sangoed. You got Sangoed. So let's get back into the scraps of craftsmanship. All right, what else is there? There's leather workers. Next week is going to be the service industry. Here's leather workers. Well, go figure.
Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Leatherette, warm, leatherette. See the breaking glass in the underpass. See the breaking glass in the underpass. Warm, leatherette. Warm, leatherette. Warm, leatherette. Leatherette. Hear the crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Hear the crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Warm. Leatherette. warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Your burning flesh, you can see your reflection in the luminescent dash. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. A tear of petrol is in your eye. The handbrake penetrates your thigh. Quick, let's make love before you die. On warm leatherette. On warm leatherette.
Leather.
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 All my soul's before the square. I think I'll move to another town, said the drill instructor to the master sergeant who was walking out the door. Let's top the squad and start a party. Come on, you grunts, let's go, man, go. We'll next twist. Twist is like we did last summer in our dress blues at the ball. Twist is like we did it as I let the moment we lean to let the take it all. We'll twist, 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 twist. Let's twist. Live the next twist. Wanna twist all night. We don't wanna shoot no one. We're too drunk to load a gun. Corporal, please get on your duff, get on your feet and show yourself. And all the chicks will soon agree that you're one red hot swinging marine. Let the next twist, bubble twist. Let the next twist, bubble twist. Let the next twist. A twist, let's make the twist. Let's twist, 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 twist. We'll twist over the next twist. You learn to like us and you'll learn to love us, cause we bring you so best job with bars. And you'll get to know us and you'll call me Wally. Then you'll burst your houses and your arms and fight the men and shoot the women and stab the men and love the women and kill the men and rape the women and burn the children and do it all again.
Yeah, the genius of Reverend Fred Lane and his disheveled monkey biters doing a twist, leather neck twist. Yeah, I know that's a Marine term, a leather neck, and they're not going to get into like the military until about 2 or 3 weeks from now. What we're doing is the pyramid of civilization, how things work. First couple of weeks, we got to the bottom, the base, the nitty-gritty of the pyramid, and those were like the really hard-working people, the dirty jobs, even songs about slavery, even songs about, just people just having the not a good lot in life and just basically propping society up with their bare hands. And that was now this week is people that are more what I would, that are considered craftsmen. So this pyramid goes back to Egypt. So this is the Egyptian pyramid, the civilization. And this is the second layer. It's the third week. Second layer, which is craftsmen. Then I'll tell you what we got coming up. Next week is going to be merchants and the service industry, so that'll be fun. Number four would be doctors. So we're all going to do one on doctors. It was supposed to be like philosophers, writers, and doctors, but not too many songs about writers or philosophers, so it's pretty much all doctors. After that comes soldiers on top of that pyramid. After soldiers comes law, lawyers, and police and government officials. The seventh layer is rulers, kings, and it's a king show, man. It's going to be a king of a show. And then at the top, I'm going to put bums, tramps, and hobos. So that'll be fun. On top of the pyramid of civilization, propping their feet up, doing nothing, just enjoying the ride, the hard work of everybody else, all those lovely bums, hobos, and tramps. On top of that, actually, Ellen suggested that I do, on top of that, the things that destroy everything. Viruses, tigers, things that carnivores, we'll see. We'll see. I like the idea just that it ends with just the bums on top. No, nothing nihilistic, because the rest of the show is pretty nihilistic. I think so. So that is what's happening today. 15 minutes to go. And you know what else is considered a craftsman? Is an iron worker. So we got a couple of iron worker songs. So let's knock this bad boy out. You listen to Zombo in your brain, and you can get downloads of all my shows at zombo.world or zomboco.com. Well, I think Zombo World's the one now, though. Zombo.world. So yeah, there you go. And I got like about 4 or 5 years of shows up there. So that'll be pretty neat. Yeah. So like I'm saying, it's an interesting thing to do. This is an interesting job. It's not really a job, really. So you have to really realize what's a job, what's a hobby. And you have to try and marry those two together. So if you can get money from a hobby, whew, man, you win the game, you know. But a lot of hobbies are just hobbies. Some of it's hard work, like this. These iron workers. Here comes, who's this dude? Bud Parker. Sounds like some dead old white guy. Iron Workers Lament, Zombo in Your Brain, 88.3.
The iron worker's life is full of thrills. You work up high where the buttons mill. You build the bridges and the towers tall. The pay you get seems mighty small. Hear the blast of the rivet gun. It's all work now, no more fun. The heater's mad, the boss is sore. He says, rivets, man, go get some more. Sling that rigging and sling it fast. Make that connection tight and fast. If you've been born a millionaire, you wouldn't have to work in the cold, cold air. Blackie and Brownie and Whitey and Red. Some of the boys are already dead. They gave their life for the work they loved. The fate now rests with the man up above. A tower tall on a mountain peak. Working in the rain, they drive and sleep. A holler to the busher, can we come down? No, no man, no work on the ground. Sling that rigging and sling it fast. Make that connection tight and fast. If you'd been born a millionaire, you wouldn't have to work in the cold, cold air. You wouldn't have to work in the cold, cold air.
Way up there in the sky and watch the birds go flying by, and then sometimes you wonder why you get them iron worker blue. You get them iron worker blue. You wait for the boss to say come down. You wait for a job that's on the ground. You wait for payday to roll around, and you got iron worker blue. You get them iron worker blue. Choke around the beam, the choker slips and the pusher screams. It's sure enough to make you mean. Then you get iron worker blue. You get them iron worker blue. You put your spud wrench in the hole and someone hollers, hold the roll. It seems they want your very soul. And you got iron worker blue. You get them iron worker blue. From your hip, the wire breaks and you hit your lip. It's near enough to make you quit. Then you get iron worker blue. You get them iron worker blues. seems that you can't never gain. It's either got a snow or rain, or you get so cold you feel no pain. Then you got iron worker blue. You get them iron worker blue. You just can't make it out on that pay, but you're so darn broke, you gotta stay. Then you get iron worker blue. You get them iron worker blue. On Friday night, you're on your way with your dirty clothes and only half your pay. You know darn well what your wife will say. Then you got iron worker blue. You get them iron worker blue. I got them iron. Dreaming nice and sweet, when a noisy old jackhammer started digging up the street with a rat-a-tat-a-tat, rat-a-tat-a-tat, rockin' beat. I jumped out on the carpet, I started in to rock, while the crazy old jackhammer kept ripping up the block with a rat-a-tat-a-tat, rat-a-tat-a-tat, rockin' beat. I telephoned my baby, I got her out of bed. When I told her about jackhammer, said you're crazy in your head with the rat-a-tat-a-tat, rat-a-tat-a-tat, rockin' kinda low. When she heard that old jackhammer started screaming, go cat go, to the rat-a-tat-a-tat, rat-a-tat-a-tat, rockin' beat. We rocked down through the corner to see jackhammer drive. Everybody on the corner started giving with the jive, to the rat-a-tat-a-tat, 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 rockin' beat. The siren screaming, someone hollered cops, but the cop heard old jackhammer and he started in to pop to the rat-a-tat-a-tat, rat-a-tat-a-tat, rockin' beat.
If I was a preacher, I'd tell you what I would do. I would keep on preaching
and work on a building too.
I'm a working on a building, I'm a working on a building, I'm a working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, it's a Holy Ghost building, it's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord.
My sin in it.
And work on a building too.
I'm
working on a building. I'm a working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord. If I was a drunkard, I'd tell you what I would do. I would quit my drinking and work on a building too. I'm a working on a building. I'm a working on a building. I'm a working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building.
Okay, yeah, that's way catchy. That's up there with the 1-800 cars for kids. You know, 1-877 cars for kids. That's going to be stuck in your brain. That's Can We Fix It from the Bob the Builder TV show. I think that was like a British kids show. Let's see what else we heard. Oh, we heard that Working on a Building, Johnny Cash. I don't know if I want to, yeah, there's a Holy Ghost building. I mean, I don't know. I go in there and it's like, hey, I just walked through the wall. Hey, can somebody fix this? I'm sorry, it's a Holy Ghost building. And you just walk right through the wall? Yeah, you go right ahead. We heard Old Jack Hammer Blues. Man, do I love that song. And that is Jimmy Lawson, Old Jack Hammer Blues. And we heard the Iron Worker Blues by Duane Albee. And then some other dead white guy did Iron Worker's Lament. You listen to Zombo in Your Brain. And, you know, dig in the bottom for crafting, craft people, crafting. That's what today's show is all about people that, you know, make things with their hands or have a certain craft. And I found one song about sculptures, you know, craftsman sculptures. Next week is the service industry going up the civilization pyramid. I remain in your brain. The Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain. My baby does good sculptures in your brain. RCT.
And naughty boys with sweaty hands. She got a thing about carving wood, shaping a finger from a lump of mud. Don't love my baby for a pouting lips. Don't love my baby for a curvy hips. I love my baby cause she does good sculptures, yeah. Cut a fingernail, across, they cut my skin more than once. She is a thing, it's solid love. She shivers my body like a lump of mud. Don't love my baby for a pouting lips. Don't love my baby for a curvy hips. I love my baby cause she does good sculptures, yeah.
Zombo in your brain.